Now, you guys are doing extraordinary, extraordinary things for the Lord, and God is so faithful and good. I try to come up with a new word every year, and what God, I believe God is saying to the church and for this coming year, and I tried to deliver it to last Sunday or close to that each year. And I want you to stand this morning and turn in your Bibles to Galatians. We're actually going to go to Genesis today, but I want you to look at Galatians for just a moment. And God's got a great word for you today. Amen. Believe it and receive it. Amen. Galatians chapter 3. Paul really talking about coming out from underneath the law. The Galatians were wanting to go back underneath the law. Amen. But God has freed us from the law by grace. Amen. So we're living in the grace dispensation now. Praise God. Aren't you glad? Amen. Let's look at verse 10. Let's look at verse 10 and we'll go down through verse 14. Let's look at this. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Wow. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. So if you're trying to live up to the law, the Bible says you're under the curse. You're not under the blessing. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live how? By faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The blessing, amen, the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. We make this covenant every Sunday. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around and give somebody a high five today and say, I am blessed. How about you? Praise God. I am blessed. How about you? Amen. Wow. God is so good and so rich to us this morning, church. He has been good. How many, God's just been so good to you this past year? You can look back and you say, wow, I see the hand of God, the blessings of God in my life. Amen. The word blessed means to be favored. We're favored of God. Amen. We're blessed of God. You want to get that, Holly? So it's probably Chuck. So... Amen. Yeah, the favor and the blessing of God. Boy, Pastor has his cell phone on this morning. Amen. To be blessed means to be God, you're good. Hello, how are you this morning? Maybe they're calling in from the, I don't know. Amen. But we call you blessed, whoever that was this morning. Praise God. So the blessing and the favor of God is upon you. You are no longer under the law, but you're under grace. And because we're under grace, Jesus took the curse that we might receive the blessing or the favor of Abraham. We are favored today. And this year, as I was praying, I just sensed in my spirit that this year is going to be an extraordinary year of the increase of the manifestation of his blessing. The increase of the manifestation of his blessing. It's going to be a year of increase in your life. God wants to give you increase in all areas of your life. Everything that is blessed of him, God wants to give you increase in. Amen? God is the God of increase. He told Adam and Eve from the very beginning, he said, be fruitful and multiply. God is into multiplication. He wants you to understand that you are the blessed of the Lord, the favored of the Lord, and God has got nothing but good in store for you this year. Amen? I heard a little story the other day about a preacher who died and went to heaven, and also an Uber driver. Anybody know what Uber is, right? An Uber driver. And the Uber driver got there a little bit before him, and he was standing in line. And as he was standing in line, you know, the gates opened and the Uber driver went in. And the Lord put this beautiful crown upon him. And he put a gold staff in his hand. and he put a beautiful robe around him. And the preacher's going, wow, that is awesome. So the preacher's turn, he walked in, and all of a sudden the Lord gave him this rusty crown and this wooden staff. And he said, Lord, I don't understand it. You know, I preached all these years, and this guy's just, he's a driver, and I've been preaching your word. And he says, why does he get all this stuff, and I get this? And the Lord kind of looked at him, and he said, when people come to your church and hear you preach, they sleep. When people get into his car, they pray. I thought, yeah, there's a vast difference there, right? So y'all don't sleep this morning, all right? I want you to be awake today, all right? So it's New Year's Eve, amen? Do you know that there are billions of dollars that are unclaimed today? Throughout the United States, or just even in Indiana, you can look up unclaimed merchandise in Indiana, and there's billions of unclaimed, or millions here in Indiana, that are unclaimed merchandise. It is lying there, but people don't know that they already have it. It is there, and they haven't laid claim on it yet. They haven't looked it up. Families have left it to them over the years, and it's just laying there for them to take, but they are unaware of it. You see, God has got things already done for us. It's already been prepared for us. But we have got to be aware of what God has for us. Do you know that there's a will that is left at the death of people? They leave a will. It lands out all their life, what's going to their children, their inheritance, and all that. Well, God's word is his will. And when we look into his word, we can claim all the promises God has for us. So you've got to know his will in order to receive everything God has for you. Do you know that God's inheritance includes peace? Shalom. Do you know that God's inheritance includes total life prosperity? That God wants you prospering in every area of your life? Amen. Do you know that God's inheritance includes soundness of mind? That God wants you sound in your mind? Amen. Do you know that God's inheritance that he's already laid up, already provided within our spirit, amen, includes joy? You don't have to be lonely any longer. Turn to somebody and say, farmers only, never lonely. Is that the name of that website or something like that? Farmersonly.com. Is that an Arkansas thing, Becky? That's what I was just wondering. So, amen. But I don't know. Amen. But anyway, you don't have to be lonely. God has given you and redeemed us. You don't have to be addicted to anything any longer except Jesus. God's come to set you free. You've got freedom in your spirit. God has deposited that in your born-again spirit. You are free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You've got power within you. You've got power to raise the dead. You've got power to proclaim healing over life. It is your inheritance. It's what God has given you. It's already in you. You don't have to fear any longer. No fear here. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. God is in you. Why, it's an inheritance for you. God's got abundance favor for you. Abundant favor for you. Wherever you go, you are favored. You've got to receive it. You know, I don't know who was saying it over Holly, but someone was talking about changing your image or changing the way you see yourself. In order to receive what God has for you, you've got to transform this mind into understanding what God has done for you, what's in you, and what's already available to you. You've got to change your way of thinking and get out of the stinking thinking and get back over to here that God is a good God. You know, I was hearing somebody the other day, or I was knowing somebody the other day, and they were sharing, and they'd known the Lord for many years, but they allowed deception to come in and deceive them, and they become very depressed and very questioning of God's goodness. Guys, I'm telling you, the enemy is very deceptive, but you've got to understand, you've got to renew that mind to what God has said about you and hold on to that. Put a trap in your mind that God is always good, that I'm always favored, and that God loves me unconditionally. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy in there and play with your marbles. He'll mess you up. Sound mind. Everybody say sound mind. God wants you to have a sound mind. God wants you to have total life prosperity. God wants you walking in the freedom of your grace, not being bound to religion. or laws. God's got an abundance laid up for us, an abundance of blessing, an inheritance of blessing. Amen? So I want to encourage you to dig in that word this year and say, man, that is me. Start identifying with who you are in Jesus. Not what somebody says about you, not someone's opinion about you, but who you are in Jesus Christ. What? Whoa. Turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to greatness. I'm going to show you some things. You're sitting next to greatness this morning. I saw Kayla over there really, you know, telling Ridge, hey, you're sitting next to greatness. Amen. You go, Kayla. You are. Amen. I love you guys. Amen. So here God says, here in Galatians, Paul said that he has redeemed us from the curse. You know, trying to live up in religion to the law brings a curse on your life. It's not freedom. But when you're living under grace, you are free. Amen. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse. You're no longer cursed. You're no longer cursed. So if you're no longer cursed, you're blessed. You're blessed of the Lord, favored of the Lord. You're not under the curse any longer. Jesus reversed the curse so that we could receive the blessings of Abraham. All those blessings are mine today in Jesus Christ. Why don't you turn to Genesis chapter 12, and let's just look at these. There's about seven I want to point out today because I feel like it's time to increase. How about you? Anybody ready to increase? I'm ready to increase. Praise God. I'm believing God for some big things, man, some great things, not only for the church, but for your life, amen? For you as an individual, I'm believing God's got such an anointing and favor on your life that this year blessings are just going to overtake you, amen? Hallelujah, that you're going to be blessed going in, blessed going out. You're going to discover you're the head and not the tail. Praise the Lord, amen. God is working on your favor for you. So let's look. God said that the blessings of Abraham were going to come up. Go to Genesis 12. Let's put up verse 1 and look at this. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of the country from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Sometimes you got to get out to go up. He said, quit hanging around those folks. You see, God really revealed grace to Abraham. God revealed to Abraham that the just shall live by faith. Abraham was far before the law. And God told Abraham, listen, in order for you to prosper, you need to change your mental ascent. Get out of that place. Get out of that area that you've been looking at and focusing on and those people that have been trying to keep you down for the long time. You cannot soar with eagles if you're hanging out with turkeys, folks. Just want to let you know that. Amen? Or buzzards either. God said to Abraham, since it's time to get up, to get out. Amen? Time to stretch your horizon, Abraham. Amen. I've got a calling on your life. I've got things for you to do. And he said this, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a what? Wow. He said, first of all, he said, Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. A great nation. You know, Abraham was the first Hebrew person that God birthed a nation out of, Israel. Amen? So if you study the scripture, you'll find that God said to Abraham, I will multiply you and increase you and make you powerful. God is that God of multiplication. He said, go forth, Abraham. I'm going to make a great nation out of you. That's what God wants to do in your own life. God wants to make a great nation, believe it or not, out of you. Amen. God wants to bring that increase in your life. Amen. He wants to bless you with increase, and he wants to bless you financially. Amen. Anybody hear that?
Yes, amen.
Look at Genesis 15:5. Amen. Genesis 15:5. Look at this blessing that Abraham, that God was pronouncing on him. Genesis 15:5. Then he brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Wow, God wants to leave and give you a heritage unto your children's children. He wants your children's children, children's children to be blessed. Because of you, because of your place in Jesus Christ, God is going to bless your family and give them increase. Some of you have been sweating and worrying about your family. I'm telling you, you need to let go and let God. Let go and let God. God is much more able than you are. He's able to take care of those kids. He's able to take care of those grandkids. Turn to somebody and say, amen to that. He is good at doing that. You know, the tighter you hang on to something, it's harder to get your hands free to receive something else. You got to let go in order to receive. And Abraham, God promised him, he said, listen, Abraham, I'm going to bless you, but I'm going to bless all your descendants. And I'm going to tell you, the Jews are a blessed people. And you know what? We've been grafted in. In fact, the Bible says we are to provoke the nation of Israel to jealousy. Why? Because of all the blessings that we have now in Jesus Christ. Amen. They're still trying to live up to the law, but we're living by faith. And all those blessings now have came up on us and overtaken us. Look at Genesis 17:2. Genesis 17:2. Hallelujah. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you how? Exceedingly. God wants to multiply us exceedingly. He wants this grace to multiply exceedingly. Amen? Hallelujah. Look at Genesis 18:18. I love it. I love it. And 19. Let's go down both verses. Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be what? Blessed where? In him. For I have known him, and in order that he may command the children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken of to him. There's blessings upon our kids, upon our grandkids, and upon all of our family because of us being in Jesus Christ. Man, what a promise. You need to claim that scripture. That is a powerful scripture. Look at Deuteronomy 26 and 5. Deuteronomy 26 and 5. And you shall answer and say before the Lord your God, my father was a Syrian, about to perish, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there, few in number, and there he became a what? Nation, great, mighty, and populous. Man, God's just going to add so many good things to your kids. I'm telling you, get ready. God, they're going to start experiencing favor in their life, breakthrough in their life, break out of their life, hallelujah, free from bondage, free from being, glory to God, free from fear. God is going to do extraordinary things for your kids. I am receiving that. I'm claiming multimillionaire status over my kids. You know why? Because my kids are born again, they love Jesus, and they're givers. Amen. And I know that God has got the same for your kids. Turn to somebody and say, I receive that. In fact, they're going to bless you in old age. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Oh, somebody got that. Hallelujah. Go back to verse 1 in Genesis 12:1. Let's go back there just a second. Go back there, guys. Genesis 12:1. Look at what he says. This is so emphatic. Genesis 12:1. Now, the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And this is what he says. And I will make you a great nation. I will what? I will bless you. Can you put up the Amplified there? Because I want you to see this scripture and what it says in the Amplified. This is so powerful. Look what he says. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. Whoa! Hallelujah! With abundant favor. Look at Genesis 24:1. Genesis 24:1. I love this. This is so good. He's not talking just in some aspects of our lives. When Jesus died, it covered every aspect of our life. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, we now have in him in our spirit. And listen to what he said to Abraham. Now, Abraham was old. Everybody say old. I'm going to tell you, years do not matter to God. Get over your age thing. Get over your age thing. The new 70 is the new 30 in Jesus. Oh, hey, man, Don. The new 70 is the new 30 in Jesus. You need to get over this age thing. Some of you are so hung up by the world's philosophy and what they're telling you. Moses was what, 120? His natural force was not abated and his eye was not dim. That was under the old covenant. We are under the new covenant. How much more does God have for us? I don't believe you have to die of disease. God didn't want you diseased. I believe at some point, if you want to go on to be with Jesus, you just lay down and say, I'm ready. My work is finished. Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, they laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I'm ready to go, Lord. I'm ready to depart. My work's done. You don't have to die of sickness. Three of you said amen. Because we're so prone to what the world has fed us. We do not have to die of sickness. You don't have to die of disease. You can just come to the point and you can say, I'm done. I'm out of here. What's Billy Graham? He's 99 years old right now. I believe he's just going to lay down one day and say, I'm done, Lord. 99, still preaching the gospel. How cool is that? You know, I'm 39 something. And I have many, many years, I'm claiming. Amen. In fact, I believe I've just begun. We've only just begun to live. There you go. Amen. All right, y'all still with me this morning? Genesis 24:1. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. The Bible says, whatever you put your hand to shall what? Prosper. In all things, Abraham was blessed. Amen. Look at Genesis 13:2. What were his blessings? Look at this. Silver and gold and livestock was part of Abraham's covenant and his blessings. Amen. Now, Abraham was extremely what? Rich in livestock and in silver and in gold. A lot of people say, well, you know, we're spiritually rich. No, that's physical stuff, guys. God doesn't mind you having stuff. Amen? Part of the blessing of God is this very thing. God desires to bless you. Amen? God desires to give you gold and silver. Look at Deuteronomy 8:18. Why? What does he do that for, Pastor? Well, here's the reason that he does it. Deuteronomy 8:18. But you shall earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get what? Wealth, that he may what? Establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. God gives you the ability, the power, the ability to get wealth, that his covenant may be established here on earth, that things may function in the kingdom of God. Because here on earth, it takes money for things to function in the kingdom of God. It took money for you to get here to church today. It'll take money for you to go home. It takes money for your heat to run. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he was blessed. Amen. He also had great favor. Favor was upon Abraham. Amen. And the people said, you are mighty prince among us. Psalm 75:6. Amen. He was a prince among God. Praise God. Such favor was on him. Wherever he goes, Abraham was favored. Wherever you go, you are favored of the Lord. Start seeing yourself as favored and blessed of the Lord. When you go into Walmart, I am favored. I know that's tough to believe, but you are. Amen. You are favored. Praise God. Wherever you go, man, start declaring out of your mouth when you get up tomorrow morning, I am favored. I am blessed. I am the disciple that Jesus loves. Hallelujah. Amen. But you shall earnestly remember. Did you get that other verse, brother? Are you there? Psalm 75:6. What does it say? Psalm 75:6. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south comes promotion and lifting up. Where does the promotion come from? It comes from the Lord. Why? Because of favor on your life. Amen. He had great favor. Abraham's son was abundantly blessed. When he died, he left everything to Isaac. And I want you to look at Genesis 25:5 just a moment. Genesis 25:5. Y'all still with me this morning? And everything Abraham gave, he gave it to who? All he had, he gave to who? Isaac. Amen? And then look at Genesis 26, 12 through 14. Look at the favor that was on Isaac. I love this. Amen? Okay, I just pronounce you blessed and Elise blessed and Crystal blessed and your husbands. Amen? Then Isaac sowed seed in the land and received in the same year how much? When you sow, start expecting that harvest to come back to you. Amen? When you start sowing, start claiming over that seed, Lord, thank you for that hundredfold harvest coming back to me. Thank you, Lord, people will give to me. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, I've got favor with men. Thank you, Lord, I've got favor where I work at. Thank you, Lord, I'm going to be the head of this company. Thank you, Lord, not only that, I'm going to buy this company. Hallelujah. Can you all receive that? He was abundantly blessed. Amen. Abraham received material blessings he didn't have to work for. That's favor. Favor is when you don't deserve something, but yet you get something that you didn't deserve. Look at Psalm 105, verse 44. Hallelujah. Psalm 105, verse 44. Favor showing up on your life. And gave them the lands of the nations of Canaan, and they reaped the fruits of those people's labor. Wow, hallelujah. They reaped the fruits of their labor. Amen. Look at Joshua 24, 13. Joshua 24, 13. Love this. Amen. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities you did not build, and dwell in them. You eat from the vineyards and olive yards that you what? Did not plant. Turn to somebody and say, that's favor. That's sweatless anointing working on your behalf. Amen. Believe that people are going to start giving you things. You're going to have increase this year. People are going to come up to you and say, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just want to bless you with this. And believe it's going to be a good blessing. Amen. Wow. Thank you for that blessing. Hallelujah. I had someone walk in this morning, and they've told me this before, and I know they're going to do it because they're believing it in their hearts. And they said, Pastor, we're believing to give chunks of money to the church. I said, whoa, thank you. I received that. Amen. Man, God, you are so good. Turn to somebody and say, sweatless anointing. Proverbs 13, 22. Proverbs 13, 22. Look at this powerful scripture. I love this. You need to claim this year. Amen. Increase coming in your life. And a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the what? Who, for whom it was what? Laid up. Man, them people out there working hard, sweating hard, and you're just saying, Lord, I'm chilling in you. Amen. And God says it's coming your way. Hallelujah. I'm expecting it. How about you? Amen. Genesis 12, 2 says this. Genesis 12, 2, I will make your name famous and distinguished. Everywhere Abraham went, people knew who he was. When Abraham walked into a place, they knew where he was. He had presence with him. You ever walk into a room and somebody just has presence, they kind of light up that room? That's going to be you this coming year. You're going to walk into those situations, and those situations are going to turn around. Amen. Favor is going to be so on you, people are going to recognize that and say, wow, what's going on with him? What's going on with her? That is the favor of the Lord. And where Abraham went, he had the favor of God going with him. Amen. Then God told Abraham in chapter 12, verse 2, he said, I blessed you to be a blessing. Turn to somebody and say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. My new year inheritance is I'm so blessed that I can be a blessing. In fact, I'm looking to be a blessing somewhere. Amen. Lord, you have given me the overflow so I can share with somebody else. This is the whole purpose of the blessing. The blessing is so that you can be a blessing. Isn't that amazing? The blessing is so that you can be a blessing. The blessing is so that you can sow more. The blessing is so you can give more. Amen. The blessing is on you to be a blessing. That's what God said. That is the blessing. The favor is on you so it can rub off on somebody else. Hallelujah, man. Woo! Then go on down. Let's go on down. Back up to Genesis here and chapter 12, verse 2. Let's go on down and see what he says here. And I will bless those who bless you, who confer prosperity or happiness on you, and curse him who curses or uses insolent language towards you. In you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by you they will bless themselves. Turn to somebody and say, there's no stopping a favored person. When you know you are favored, the enemy may come up against you, but he's got to flee seven ways. There is no stopping a favored person. Amen. God says to you, there's no stop. Amen. Keep going. Hallelujah. Keep going. There's no stopping you. We serve an unlimited God, a God of unlimited resource. How many know Pastor loves speed? I love speed, man. I have the need for speed. I love speed, man. Speed is so much fun. I'd love to go over the Autobahn, and a friend of mine showed me a car the other day, and it's called an SL Coupe, and it has a Mazda 700-something horsepower. It's a race car, and I said, I'd love to drive that thing, man. That'd be awesome, amen. God is a God that takes the limits off. You need to take the limits off, church. Start believing God. Holly said, start believing God for big things. Take the limits out of your thinking, because we serve a God of unlimited possibilities. He is able to do more, exceedingly, much more abundantly than even we ask or even what? Think. That's the God we serve. They limited him in Israel. Don't limit God. Don't limit him by your thinking. Start thinking big. You can't expect a gallon blessing having the thimble mentality. Hello? Man, take off the lid. Lift the lid off. Say, Lord, thank you. I'm lifting this lid. I'm going to receive from you everything you promised me. Amen? Wow. They said all the people of the earth will be blessed. You know, God's grace is growing, and the message of grace and God's unconditional love is growing and growing and growing. You can't stop this message. Amen? It is growing. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:15. And you know what's so cool about it? Is you're a part of it. You're a part of it. 2 Corinthians 4:15. Man, this is great. I love this, Lord. Thank you, God. For all these things that are taking place for your sake, so that the what? More grace. What is grace? Divine favor. And what? Spiritual blessing extends, increases to more and more people, and does what? And multiplies through the many. The more thanksgivings may increase and redound to the glory, to the manifestation of God. That's what's taking place, not only here, but all around the world. And as we praise him and as we worship him, there's such an increase that takes place. Increase of his favor. Increase of his blessing. If you want to see great increase in your life, just lift up your hands and then begin to praise him and thank him. Why is that, Pastor? Because that's the highest form of faith. The highest form of faith is praise. The highest form of faith is praise. And if we see the manifestation in our lives, it's going to come through us thanking him for what we already have. Prayer asks for what you don't have. Praise thanks him for what you already have. Y'all didn't get that. That just went right over your head. Prayer asks for what you don't have. Praise thanks him for what you already have. How many know you already got something? You got the fullness of God in your spirit already today. So, you know, the main thing, after you understand you have a renewed mind and in your spirit, the main thing that you should do is be in this praise thing, man. This thanksgiving thing. Amen. The blessings just abound in thanksgiving because we start recognizing and acknowledging what we have already in our spirit. Because it's finished. And when he says it's finished, it means it's over. It's done. It's completed. Everything I've given you, you already have there. Favor's already on your life. You just got to start thanking God for it, acknowledging. Wealth is already in your spirit. You got to thank God for it, acknowledge it, thank him for it. Say, thank you, Lord, for all your goodness to me. Amen. It's already deposited in my spirit. Most people go on and complain. Hello. Grumble. Mumble. Pray harder. You know, Jesus' prayers were so simple. You ever notice that? It wasn't long and drawn out. It was simple. Lazarus, come forth. Choo. Stretch forth your hand. Choo. Amen. Just simple. Praise God. Why? Because he was a man of authority, and he knew he already had it. And when you know when you already have it, you just speak it forth. Amen? And give him praise. And praise puts you in that place of, Lord, I already got it. Thank you for it. Amen? You know, somebody was kind and gave us a Christmas gift, and they came in this morning. I told Holly earlier this morning, I said, you know, I can't wait to see them. I just want to thank them. They were so kind to us. So I got to hug them and thank them this morning. Amen. What was I thanking him for? Something that I already had. Start thanking him for what you got, church. It changes your mentality. It changes your mind. I will bless the Lord sometimes. Where shall his praise be? Continually where? In my mouth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. My mind, will, and emotions come into line with what I've got in my spirit. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I believe David knew about this soul thing. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me. It's already there. It's in there. What a revelation of God's grace and Jesus Christ in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. Who healed all my diseases. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowneth me with tender mercies and kindness so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Turn to somebody and say, baby, I'm just getting younger. Hallelujah. Stand this morning. I want to tell you something. God's favor, God's anointing, and the Holy Spirit will make you look younger. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. It will make you look younger. Turn to somebody and say, I'm getting younger. Turn to somebody and say, I'm looking better all the time. Why? Because favor's on my life. Why? Because favor's on my life. Say, I'm... Woo! Man. You know, when you're walking in this anointing and you're walking in knowing what you have, there's no stress in your life any longer. Because you know God's working all things out for your good. Amen. There's no reason to be stressed. Stress shouldn't come to you, and you're just letting go. Everything that comes up against you, you're just giving it right back to the Lord, saying, thank you, Lord, you are in control of this. You know, the more I learn to do that, the more I see the manifestation of God in my life. So when I start hanging on to stuff and start worrying it, it's like, man, you know, nothing happens. But when I let go of that stuff, all of a sudden God's just working things out in my favor. God's got favor for you. Raise your hands today. Amen. Lift them up high and say with me, this is a year of increase, of favor on my life. I am favored. I am not under the curse, but I'm under the blessing. Blessings are coming my way. Manifold blessings, financial blessings are coming my way. Debt freedom is coming my way. I will owe no man nothing but to love him. I'm free in Jesus, totally free. Such favor on my life. I have favor with God and with man. Increase is coming in all areas of my life. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing, for the favor of the Lord on my life today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to five people this morning and say, I'm blessed. How about you? Amen.